www.thebigblue.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. A lot of different things for you to do on the site, but the main feature allows you to actually control the content that you see right there on the front page. You can vote for the things that you like and vote down the things you don't. You can submit new items to the page. Could be a blog post, news article, YouTube video, get interactive with other listeners and determine what's important to maybe stuff that we should be considering for on-the-air things to discuss. Although tonight we've been discussing mostly the same thing throughout the entire show, and that is Edward Snowden and his headline-making and well-deserved releases that revealed the NSA has been garnering all manner of information from a variety of different online sources, gobbling up your phone calls and your texts and your emails, and being able to, as Edward Snowden pointed out in one of the quotes you read in the last hour, Daryl, just all they have to do is put in an inquiry, and then they get back everything they want about you,
yeah,
basically. So for some people, this is a shock. For some people, it confirms long-held beliefs. And for the government, they're pretty upset about this.
Very upset.
Yeah, they're very upset about the release. But for me, this isn't a shock. This is a long-held belief.
So I said for some people.
Yeah, I just really didn't. I never imagined for a second that people weren't reading my emails. I guess I try to operate in a fashion where I don't think it matters if my emails are read. Yeah, certainly there's sort of financial information in there I'd prefer the government not get a hold of, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah. So I want to get back into this here. Daryl, you've been sharing with us an article from The New Yorker where I guess they have a kind of a point-counterpoint thing. One of their articles, I guess their authors, is in favor of Edward Snowden.
Yes.
And the one you're sharing with us is the guy who is not a fan of Edward Snowden. He is on the attack. And you said that things are about to get worse. Hold off on that. Let's go first, though, to Vince listening in Indy. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing? I haven't talked to you in a while, so
hey,
you're not on here. But we've been working to try to get you on another radio station.
Well, gosh, I appreciate that. Anybody who can call their local talk station and say nice things about Free Talk Live to the program director, that I certainly appreciate. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, though.
Well, I just wanted to say this NSA issues, you know, and they've been talking about the IRS targeting people and all that. The IRS has the same capabilities as basically the NSA, and they can surveil you, which, you know, they can wiretap your phone and your email messages. And this is just not only with the NSA, this is with by many agencies. So this is, but this NSA, and because when I first heard that, you know, this, someone had to leak that out, because they're not supposed to even talk about those things, like from, you know, the various phone carriers and all that. They're not supposed to tell you that you're being investigated.
Yeah, and they did it in this case. It was Edward Snowden who revealed this information. It certainly wasn't anyone working for those companies. And I imagine those people are scared to death of revealing things, too. I mean, you've got the national security letters that for a long time have been, you know, a whole bunch of those things have been handed out to people, which essentially threaten people with federal, you know, felony charges if they were to reveal, or contempt of court or whatever, being locked up if they were to reveal that they have even received one of these national security letters, which basically demands that they turn over information to them. You know, there's the reach of the federal government knows no bounds. Not only can they reach into your accounts and your records and your emails, your cell phone, but they can also reach around the world and grab you. And that may be what has happened with Edward Snowden. We do not know about his whereabouts. He has apparently checked out of the hotel that he had been holed up in for the last few weeks in Hong Kong. Maybe he's gone to a safer location, or maybe they've got him already. We don't know, and hopefully we'll hear news over the next few days. Vince, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, I mean, if one government agency can get that invasive, there's no reason why the other government agencies that are also looking to enforce their rule on you wouldn't have similar access.
I suppose that, you know, I'm sort of the belief that government agencies tend not to like to work with each other, that they are territorial.
They hate working with one another.
That's what I believe. So I tend to think that, you know, they wouldn't go and you know, replicate. Too many of these organizations would go and replicate all this this stuff. But I think that, yeah, sure, nobody's trying to stop them. If the IRS wants to look through your stuff, they're going to get it.
Well, they've got the fusion centers now that were created after the passage of the USA Patriot yep. Act to encourage and facilitate the working together of various agencies.
How well that's worked is another question, but let's go on with the story here from the New Yorker.
Yeah, so the article continues, says, what makes leak cases difficult is that some leaking, that being some interaction between reporters and sources who have access to classified information, is normal and even indispensable in a society with a free press. It's not easy to draw the line between those kinds of healthy encounters and the wholesale reckless dumping of classified information by the likes of Snowden or Bradley Manning.
Now, Snowden claims that he went through all the information and vetted it himself, and he is an analyst, by the way.
So that it wouldn't reveal any personal information right. or that could hurt an individual.
That's right.
He said.
Indeed,
so
Snowden,
I wouldn't call that reckless.
Snowden was so irresponsible, this being the author of this piece, Snowden was so irresponsible in what he gave The Guardian and The Post that even these institutions thought some of it should not be disseminated to the public. The Post decided to publish only 4 of the 41 slides that Snowden provided. Its exercise of judgment suggests the absence of Snowden's. Snowden then fled to Hong Kong when he knew publication of his leaks was imminent. In his interview, he said he went there because, quote, they have a spirited commitment to free speech and the right of political dissent. This may be true in some limited way, but the overriding fact is that Hong Kong is part of China, which is, as Snowden knows, a stalwart adversary of the U.S. in intelligence matters. Evan Osnos has more on that, and they link to an article.
If China is an adversary of the United States, why is the government in hock to them? I mean, really, you know, the government is basically in hock to this other government.
No, they're only adversaries for intelligence matters, but matters.
I see. They're fine.
It's totally
the
different.
The most favored bank, most favored, you know,
credit lender. Yeah. Snowden is now at the mercy of the Chinese leaders who run Hong Kong. And as an aside here, Hong Kong is semi-autonomous from mainland China. So I don't know that he is directly at the mercy of the Chinese leaders who have some authority over Hong Kong. But again, Hong Kong is semi-autonomous. Hmm. In that they largely operate themselves. That's why Hong Kong ranks among the most economically free countries in the world.
It doesn't just rank, it's number one. Hong Kong
is
number one.
You know, very low on the list.
Hong Kong is a more economically free place by far than the United States. The U.S. was down. I looked at, I think it was Heritage. There's two lists. There's the Free the World and there's Heritage. I looked at one of them
Fraser
recently.
Fraser Institute and the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, Fraser is the Free the World.
Yep.
And U.S. had dropped to 18 on one of those lists.
On 18, it was 8 and 18 on the lists. And, you know, I guess you have to ask yourself in the circumstances, where would he, if this author, where does the author suggest that he goes?
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't have, there isn't a...
He wants him to go to prison.
Right, that's what he
prison.
Wants.
Yeah, he wants him to go to prison.
He's shaking his fist and saying, gosh darn it, you went someplace where the U.S. government couldn't immediately snatch you up.
Mm.
That's what he's complaining about. Well, of course he did. He's an NSA analyst. He's not an idiot.
As a result, all of Snowden's secrets may wind up in the hands of the Chinese government, which has no commitment at all to free speech or the right of political or the right to political dissent.
This idea
and that makes Snowden a hero.
Yes. What the Chinese is going to torture to get the information out of him, like the U.S. government tortured Bradley right. Manning.
this is the this mythology that the U.S. government is this beneficent, wonderful creature in comparison to the other governments of the world.
Benevolent dictator.
And it's ridiculous. All the evidence is contrary. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. The U.S. government is a predator.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and gain liberty. QuantumVibes.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So, the U.S. federal government has had a banner year so far. They've raided the houses of everybody living in Watertown, Massachusetts. All right, so maybe that wasn't the feds, but they certainly were using federal money, some of their tanks.
They used the federal tanks.
Yeah, and their equipment that they were using probably came from federal grants.
SWAT gear probably came from federal grants.
And the federal government certainly didn't stop them from
the
from
tactics
winning this race.
Came from federal government.
So you got people having their homes raided. You've got mass observation on the part of the NSA, the CIA. These whistleblowing has been happening over the last couple weeks here, with tremendous revelations for a lot of people about just how deep and how far and how intrusive the NSA has been able to penetrate whatever your email account or cell phone might be. So all of this has bubbled up just recently. But as we were discussing today privately, Daryl, you and I, that you know this isn't the first time. This is not the canary in the mine. We're well beyond that stage.
Yes.
There was, of course, the post-Katrina gun confiscation that went on back in 2005. That was a real heads-up moment. Then, of course, there was also that epic court decision, Mark, that kind of woke you out of a bit of a slumber, and that was the Kelo decision, where they decided that they could just take private property anytime they wanted to give to other private property owners.
I couldn't believe that the United States Supreme Court allowed in Kelo versus New London for the city of New London to take property owned by people, their houses, their homes in a neighborhood, and give it over to private corporations, like, you know, that
they gave it over to a private developer who was then going to lease the stuff to corporations.
Pfizer. Right. Yeah. And then Pfizer left shortly thereafter. Right. These people's
places a graveyard now.
Destroyed for nothing.
Most of the land that was taken that was supposed to be part of this big giant complex still has not been turned into part of the complex.
Yeah.
And why would it? The complex is dead at this point.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it work. So it's a centrally planned, government-plotted organization that usually doesn't lead to success.
And by the way, there's a troll all over our Facebook page saying, what's that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Talking about, well, what's the big deal? You libertarians, you like privacy when it comes to, you want people to be able to surveil other people when it comes to corporations and individuals, but not the government. This is the difference. The government is an organization that, A, claims to represent everybody. I only claim to represent myself. And, B, it's a government. It's an organization that harms people. They claim power far greater than any corporation has. Yep. If any corporation has ever harmed anyone, usually it's done with the power of the government.
If you don't want to be recorded by Walmart's video cameras, you can order stuff at shop.freetalklive.com and get it through Amazon, and they'll never have
a
picture.
But then the NSA has your information.
Well, this is the big deal. No problem with the NSA having your information. They're not doing anything bad with it.
Let's go to Jill. She's in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. Well, it is partly corporations. It's not just the government. He worked for a private company, Bose Allen Hamilton.
That's right. Governments are corporations. These are corporations that are the problem. Corporations do the government's bidding because they are granted an existence and they're granted privileged status.
Koch brothers are not the government. They're a family.
No. What I said was that the government is a corporation, and corporations are granted a protected status by the government, so they work hand in hand together to help one another, a lot of these corporations do, and the government.
Okay, then I guess we do agree, because that's what I was trying to say.
Right. I think a lot of people don't realize that the government is also a corporation. If you look at the local city of Ithaca, for instance, it's considered a municipal corporation.
It says incorporated in 17 whatever.
And corporations are not real people as much as they would try to convince you of that the government.
That was our wonderful Supreme Court who said that.
Yeah, but that was, you know, that was a recent decision, but it was one of many. I mean, it's been a long time that corporations have been considered persons by the state system. That's not new news. It's just that most people have recently found out about it and have been outraged by it, and rightfully so. The idea that a file folder, which is essentially all that a corporation is just legal papers filed in a folder.
Well, it's a
somewhere.
Legal person. It is not a real person.
Right, but people don't understand.
There are legal distinctions between those two.
That's true, but the idea that it's considered a person is ridiculous, and it just shows how they will redefine in the legalese.
Well, the
redefine
reason
words.
That it's considered a legal person is so that then the CEO or the treasurer or any particular member of the board can then do business without having to get the signature of every member of the group signing off on payroll checks.
Well, it also protects those individuals from liability for their actions in a lot of ways. So those people can do what they want to and destroy, you know, property, for instance,
right,
or run over people's rights and then have no personal liability for that. The corporation is liable. The person known as Kmart or whatever is liable, but not the people operating that business.
Right.
And that's one of the insidious parts about corporations. Your thoughts, Jill?
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with you more than when I first called, because I think we're on the same page. So,
yeah. Okay. The one point that I would make here, though, about private organizations like corporations that you might be referring to, sort of business corporations, is that usually, unless they're dumping toxic waste on their own land that's like seeping into the soil, and still they're protected by the government there. All their protections, all of the things that they might do that is evil, bad, or wrong, they do with the you know, the pat on the head by the government. When BP was protected by the government, and then the government goes after them and pretends like, oh, we're going to get them. But they received protections ahead of time.
Yeah, it was all PR. It was all PR. They, what was it, a maximum of $75 million or something?
Some number like that. They caused much more in damages than that. And, you know, they're going to always be, as long as there's a big, powerful organization to buy favors from, big, powerful people are going to buy the favors from the big, powerful organization.
Right. That's why there are certain people in the progressive movement that are delirious as far as they're delusional as far as what they believe they can do with this system, thinking that they'll somehow take power away from the corporations and somehow put it back in the hands of individuals or the people. And it's, I'm sorry, there's just no evidence for that. There's no way that any amount of lobbying is going to get the politicians, Democrats and the Republicans in D.C. to turn away from their corporate benefactors. So the real solution to me is not to beg for favors from the states, to beg for them to change the system or to take power away from corporations. The real solution is to take the power away from them by not consenting to their system, by not paying into it, by not, you know, by not funding war, by not funding this system of protection for these evil corporations. And but then again, that's asking people to take a risk, and most people aren't willing to do that.
Unfortunately, you're right. I mean, there are those of us who call ourselves progressive, but you know, I'm ready to take to the streets, no matter what you call me.
Well, I think that's good, and certainly Occupy took to the streets, and I was out there with Occupy and supported that and was a part of that, but where are they now? And then what do you do once you get out of the, you know, once you get into the streets, then what do you do? I think there has to be something that goes on beyond that, and we can talk about that coming up. Thanks for the call, Jill. 855-453, what can you do? This is Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14.02.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.38.91, $7.19.46 for a half ounce, or $3.59.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.38.91, $7.19.46, and $3.59.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, still here. We haven't been disappeared at this point.
Yet.
Thankfully.
They know the show ends at 10.
That's true.
Yeah, it would be a really bad idea for them to raid the studio actually during show hours.
Especially while we're on the air talking.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 855, 453. But even if they did it during one of the breaks, it'd still be shown on the video, and that wouldn't look good. It could wait a little bit. So 855, 453 is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. We've also got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Keeping in mind, of course, Skype is a Microsoft product. And odds
it is.
Yep.
When did Microsoft buy Skype?
A few years ago.
Shows how much I pay attention.
Yeah. So wasn't it owned by eBay or something for a while? Or I forget.
I couldn't say.
Whoever was it owned it then sold it to Microsoft.
I'll Google that.
There you go. So you know, some people are going to look at this and it's going to make them this. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about the NSA leaks. Edward Snowden, this man's been making a huge news splash today. We'll continue what you can do about it in moments.
Another item that'll provide you with a certain level of privacy online is the Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the new international currency that allows it's a peer-to-peer open source cryptographic currency that allows you to send and receive money on the internet across any political geopolitical boundary without having to ask permission from anyone. You can get Bitcoins by going to BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com has more than a million locations around the world. You know, all kinds of different options for getting Bitcoins. And you know, those locations are subject to change, but as I understand, they're rolling out some really new and exciting stuff there at BitInstant.com.
Well, you can get a preview of their new site by going to new.bitinstant.com, and it has not yet officially launched. There's, a private beta going on, or some sort of a beta is going on there. And rumor, the rumor is it's coming very soon.
I can't wait.
Although that rumor has been going around for a little while, although this particular version of the rumor has come from someone who actually works for BitInstant, the million locations you mentioned, Mark, are significantly reduced at the moment. The MoneyGram option is gone from the site at the moment. Now, there are some physical locations you can go to, because it used to be that you could just go to CVS or Walmart and use the MoneyGram phone to get bitcoins. At this time, that option is not available for the United States. Now, we don't know when that's coming back. We have yet to get an update. The BitInstant guy is apparently pretty busy rolling this new site out, hopefully. So we don't know what the status is as far as when that's coming back. But rumor is that will come back when the new site is launched.
Interesting.
If you do look at BitInstant.com, you can still, on if you select a different country, there are still physical locations in other countries that you can go to and deposit cash and get Bitcoin. So the entirety of that concept has not been removed from the site, but for U.S. users, at the moment, it has. So we will let you know when that changes.
There you go.
But you can still use Dwolla, and you can still use some other options on there, and the Dwolla choice is actually a lower fee than going to CVS anyway. So there's still some choices there. It's still operational at BitInstant.com. So 855-450-FREE. We were just talking with Jill in Ithaca about this NSA situation, the corporations that are kind of working hand-in-hand with the state to help invade your privacy, and or the, you know, just kind of the idea that you even have privacy, if you just expect it, is an illusion. I mean, it's sorry. If you want privacy, you're going to have to take steps.
Yes.
You're going to have to encrypt your communications if that's what you want. If you don't care, then don't care. You know, there's just expect that whatever you're putting out there can be intercepted by any governmental agency that is interested in intercepting it and operate in that fashion. But if you do want privacy, there are solutions. There is PGP for those of you who want to encrypt emails.
Or and it's pretty good.
Or message board posts. Stands for pretty good privacy. And, you know, is it crackable? If you put enough computer power against it, you probably could crack it at some time in your life, maybe, but it's pretty, from what I understand, pretty darn efficient, the
yes.
PGP. Now, it's also a hassle using PGP. I've used it a little bit, and Mark, you probably have more experience at it than I am. I've only used it to send, like, two things. And
I sent a few things on it, but it was...
It's a hassle.
I had to have help setting it up.
Yeah, so you got to. It's a pain to set up, and it's a hassle to use it. So the fact is, most people aren't going to do it. If it's not easy, then, you know, people aren't going to do it, which is why BitInstant, for instance, is very good for Bitcoin because it makes it getting easy, you know, getting the Bitcoins makes it easy. Pretty good privacy, not so good as far as being simple or easy. I mean, I guess it's simple, but it's just there are a lot of steps involved. There's manual kind of copying and pasting of codes. And
this is set up.
Like
once you're using it, it's fine.
You still have to save, you know, files and open those files in this program and...
Well, you can't use an online mail service.
Right.
A lot of people are using offline mail services like Outlook and that kind of thing. So
they are.
Okay, I'm just assuming
somebody's got to be using those things. I think a lot of people in the business world are using Outlook for their email. I don't use that stuff, but you know, it's there for you. There are also other ways to encode things like your cell phone if you've got an Android operating system. I don't know if this exists for iPhone. There's probably something similar, but I can't say for sure because a lot of the iPhone stuff is crippled due to Apple restricting what you can download. But for the Android, there's a program called Text Secure. Now, this isn't like really balls-to-the-wall security software, but it's encryption for your texts. So if the cops pull your Verizon cell phone data, they see encryption. They don't see unencrypted text. Because normally when you text somebody, it's completely unencrypted. I mean, Verizon, they can log all that stuff. But if it's encrypted, they're going to have a real difficult time getting into it. So that's something that's pretty easy to do because you just basically install this program called TextSecure. And then as long as the people that you're talking to have that same program on their phones, it allows you to exchange keys with that person and encrypt your communications. So that's pretty cool because it's easy. You just install the program. The other person installs the program. You text. It identifies that the program's there, and you connect encrypted. That I like. It's simple. If people can make encryption simple, if people can make it almost foolproof, then I think more people will be willing to adopt it. There's another program that's called Redphone that I have yet to try, but, you know, and of course you always have to take their word for it, right? Like, maybe the NSA's programming tech secure. You know, maybe they're the ones who put that software on the market. Who knows? So ultimately, you never know if you're entirely secure in what it is you're doing. How do you know who the person is on the other side that you're talking to? How do you know that the person has, the person who is texting you is the person who you think it is? What if they've gotten access to the other individual's phone? Now, TechSecure has a password that you have to put in order to access it, but that's, you know, there's different security settings and that sort of thing. So any suggestions you have, you're welcome to share at 855-450-FREE. But privacy, it takes effort. You have to put time in, you have to put money in, and you have to put effort in, and it's still not foolproof. Let's go to Lloyd, listening in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Lloyd.
Yo, it's Lauren. What's up, Ian?
Lauren, okay. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to chime in on this NSA thing. So we should have to go to encrypting our text messages for privacy. It has no business looking in our text messages, our emails, and our phones.
Well, apparently they disagree with you, and they can look through whatever they want.
Well, according to my constitution, that's completely and totally illegal.
Did you sign the Constitution?
I am an American citizen. I was born
Prove
in
it.
This country. I have the rights that people have died for. You know what I mean? So, you know,
I know the idea of what you're expressing to me, but I don't know if I agree that you have those rights, because as long as people don't stand up for their rights, they don't have rights.
Well, you know, regardless of people standing up for rights or not, I know I have the rights.
Okay.
They're natural rights. I mean, the Constitution doesn't give anybody rights.
That's right.
It acknowledges rights.
It's supposed to
acknowledge.
And it's supposed to instruct the government to protect those rights, but they don't, because they don't care. Because they know that you're not going to do anything if they violate your
Most
rights.
People are.
Most people, yeah. The supermajority of people. Lauren, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But knowing you have rights is the first step, right? Like being aware of the idea of rights and being aware that you have them or you should have them or wanting to have them. These are first important steps toward actually doing something to retain your rights. Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control here toll-free at 855-453. In these here remaining moments, you may talk about security, encryption, freedom, what to do about the NSA and the government constantly infringing upon your freedoms, your rights, your privacy. What do you really do about it? Is taking to the streets going to change anything? 855-453 is the toll-free number. I tend to agree with you, Daryl. We'll continue with your calls. And also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm.
Quantum Vibe is a science fiction webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. She travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beazer have been collected into one trade paperback volume, Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. Available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. It's list price of only $15. Go get it now at BigHeadPress.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, Mike is in Seattle listening via TuneIn. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to call and let the listeners know that there's actually a new way to communicate called a BitMessage, and there's a website, bitmessage.org, and you can download the client software from there and run it. There's no installation needed or anything like that. It's a self-sustained, self-contained file.
I've heard something about this.
Yeah, and it works a lot like Bitcoin. When you open it, you can generate as many identities as you want, just like Bitcoin addresses. It borrows a lot of technologies from Bitcoin, and that's actually how it was derived. And anybody who also is running that client can generate addresses, as many as they want, and distribute them, you know, different addresses to different parties. So, you know, if you've got one that you want to give to family and one you want to post on Facebook, you know, you can have different identities. And so when you send a message out, that message gets encrypted, and it can only be decrypted by its intended recipient. The great thing about BitMessage is that there are no middlemen. There's no email provider or anything like that. Every message gets broadcast to every person, but you can only unlock the ones that are intended for you. So anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to share.
You've used it?
I have used it, yes. And you can actually set up distribution groups. You can have like a mailing list, pseudo mailing list kind of thing.
So you get like with Bitcoin, you get the address of the person you want to talk to, and then you're able to connect with that person because they've given you the address. Is that the idea?
That's correct. And it's not a live messaging system. It's more like email. And the good thing about it is that it generates it requires proof of work as its means of transmitting messages. So your computer actually has to do some number crunching before the message will be sent on, and this blocks spammers and things like that from, you know, just blasting a whole bunch of people with nonsense.
What about HTML and attachments? Can you do those things in these messages?
You can't do attachments yet, but you can embed images and things like that and HTML. The bigger the file or the bigger the message you try to send, the more work your computer has to do to actually send the message. So
how much? When you talk about work, what kind of work are we talking about here? Is this going to overheat my machine? What's going to happen?
No, just like a typical like i3, just a economy laptop or something will send the message, a typical message, in about a minute and a half or so. It may be even quicker than that.
So now you're saying this is better than the bit message, and I'd heard of it before you called, is better than, say, sending a PGP email because it's not going through any, you know, it's not going through your email server. They can't intercept it in any way, shape,
or
form.
Correct. That's correct. And you don't actually even know who is sending what messages to who. All you know is that, oh, this person's passing along a bundle of messages. And so everybody is a postal carrier, so to speak. And,
right, so like Bitcoin, this essentially operates on a blockchain kind of thing where there's this humongous file sitting on your computer, which is essentially all of the messages that have ever been sent. Is that basically how it works?
Yeah, although I think it might purge messages after a certain amount of time. And also, let's say that your intended recipient is not online when you send your message. Mm-hmm. I believe it tries for about 2.5 days. It'll stay in the network. Then after that, clients start dropping it out. There is that. I mean, it's not exactly like email. It's a good alternative to email because, you know, even with PGP messages, when you encrypt your email, and I send an email to, you know, you, Mark, or Ian, there's a record that says, hey, this guy is communicating with that guy. They can't figure out what's in it. But they know that there's communication happening between the two of us. With
this takes
message,
all that
that's
away.
Not the case. Yeah. This takes that away. So.
Thanks for sharing that, Mike. Useful information. Appreciate hearing from you. And don't forget, there's also other options like Tor. If you want anonymity as far as web browsing is concerned, Tor can help with that. TOR stands for the Onion Router. So lots of privacy solutions are available to the people who are willing to take the time and effort to look into it.
Yes.
But ultimately, hiding your information doesn't solve the real problem at hand, and that is that the government continues to become more oppressive and more egregious in its behavior. Even it's useful to hide certain information from them, obviously. But
well, I support the use of encryption as often as one can.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you've got something to encrypt, then you should do that. But I think that as far as, you know, it taking down the state, that's not going to happen.
No.
So there's a lot of other things that need to be done besides just somebody getting some encryption protocols going on. And one of the most important is the Free State Project. But, Daryl, what do you suggest?
Well, there's still a little bit to this anti-Edward Snowden article.
All right, if you can throw it out there quick.
Yeah. So the author concludes, he says, the American government and its democracy are flawed institutions. I'm happy to see that he admits that. But, he writes, but our system offers legal options to disgruntled government employees and contractors. They can take advantage of federal whistleblower laws. They can bring
Bradley
their complaints
Manning tried
to
that.
Congress. They can try to protest within the institutions where they work. But Snowden did none of this. Instead, in an act that speaks more to his ego than his conscience, he threw the secrets he knew up into the air and trusted that somehow that good would come of it. We all now have to hope that he is right.
Right. This guy's scared of information.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to.
He condemned the free press and freedom of speech by saying that people will talk to one another.
Yeah, the idea that there's some sort of channel that this guy or Brad Manning or any of those people could go through is ridiculous.
It's the same thing that the prostituting attorneys say in every case that I have ever seen when somebody does some act of civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are legal channels to go through if you want to change the laws.
We have made them arduous and Byzantine and barely comprehensible to the average individual.
You don't just stay in the park until 11:05 to protest because you think that you have a right to be at the park 5 minutes after it closes. There are legal channels to go through.
Right. And then same thing with the Robin Hood case, which, by the way, goes to court tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon here in King, New Hampshire.
Oh, I am so interested to go to that with every electric device that I have, my media registration form, and my press ID badge.
You want to run the camera? Because I'll be sitting at the defense table.
Yep.
In that Robin Hood case, the city people are, claiming that, you shouldn't be doing this direct action, getting on the streets and saving people from these tickets. You should be going into the city council meeting and begging your masters to stop ticketing people. We could have a conversation about tickets.
Tell them you did that for 5 years, 6 years. How long you been in Keene? They've never listened to you one time.
It's not good enough, Mark. You should dedicate your entire life to trying to change one law.
Well, run for office.
Right.
That's the other option. Go to the city council meetings and run for office.
I've done that.
Right. These are all.
I'll do it again.
Just ridiculous.
I'll run this year. You're going to do it too, right?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. All right. You're not backing out, are you?
No, not backing out.
All right. Because you were committed before. We were going to get like a big crew.
No, I was. Before it was still most likely.
Okay, fair enough. So hopefully we'll have a nice little crew of Robin Hooding types running for city council seats this year. But waiting around to do things is, waiting around for permission from the system is not going to get you anywhere as far as freedom is concerned. Wish we had more time to talk to you about it tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, join Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. He's got news, he's got podcasts, all kinds of good stuff. Check that out, fpp.cc. See you. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed. The makers is advertising.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.